This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Our next guests are here to preview the Sons of Norway and Friends of Scandinavia's second annual Nordic Film Festival at the Goldtown Nickelodeon Theater. It begins this Wednesday and goes through April. In the studio is Elfrida Nord. Welcome to the show, Elfrida.
Thank you for inviting us.
It's so nice to have you here. Cindy Spaniers, welcome.
Oh, good afternoon.
Russell Strandman, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And also, stereo left, Colette Costa.
Russell's like the bass. He's like, thank you.
Elfrida, can we start with you? Maybe tell us a little bit about the Sons of Norway or Daughters of Norway and Friends of Scandinavia.
Yes, I can. We are going to celebrate our 85th birthday in Juneau of the Svalbard Lodge this coming Saturday.
Okay. All right.
So, and as I've already explained to you, Friends of Scandinavia means anyone who is interested in the Scandinavian culture is allowed to join the Sons of Norway.
Okay. Russell, how did you get involved with this group?
Well, through friends, and I was interested in Scandinavian folk dancing, boat building, and folk songs, folk music.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. How about you, Cindy? What's your relationship to the organizations?
Well, I have a strong Scandinavian heritage, and Elfrida encouraged me to join, and it's been very rewarding.
Okay. Elfrida, you said the 85th birthday here in Juneau. And can you pronounce the name of the lodge for me again?
Svalbard.
All right. In addition to doing things like promoting film festivals, what are the other activities that the lodge gets up to?
Well, as somebody said, we eat a lot. We will be hosting a breakfast at the end on the Saturday at the end of Folk Festival. And we have done that for years and years and years.
Okay.
We will do that again this year. So that's one of the food things. We do a Christmas dinner. But we also do bazaars and hikes and cultural things.
Okay. Russell, she said you all eat a lot. What's one of your favorite dishes that is often found at one of these events?
I like the desserts best.
Yeah.
Well, the Swedish meatballs and the desserts, not the lutefisk. There are limits.
Cindy, how about you?
Well, there are limits with the lutefisk, but you have to have a bite or two, right? But lefse is always a favorite, and of course you can't go wrong with all those cookies. And the main ingredient is butter.
Butter. Okay. Can we swing that microphone over to Colette for a second, please?
And not
Colette
Norwegian.
Costa, Film Festival opens, I believe, on Wednesday night.
Yes.
With The Last King.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to see it yet?
I've seen great parts of it.
Yes.
Many, many parts of it. It is exciting, and I think you guys turned me on to it. I hadn't even heard of it. And then when I first watched a preview, and the first thing I said is, oh my gosh, it's Big Red from Game of Thrones, my favorite character. You kidding me? The giant red guy who's always after the big woman. I was like, forget it, I'm done. I love this movie. And it's a super high action, not really a thriller. It's a historical action movie, you know? And he and another actor play these historical figures who basically saved the real king of Norway at the time. Was it Norway? Did I get that part right? Mm. Oh, thank God. I'm not good with history. It takes place in the 13th century, so it's pretty primitive. And they're trying to save this baby who's the real king, and the king's enemies are trying to kill the baby, so there's lots of skiing, and there's shooting, and there's arrows, and there's axe throwing, and it's basically, I felt like it was like it was like one of the better episodes of Game of Thrones with a baby.
Elfrieda, why did you choose, were you a... One of the people.
I did not choose it.
No, Cindy, did you choose it?
I did help choose it, and I had seen it on a small screen, and even on a small screen, it was captivating, as Colette says. And I'll just read a couple of reviews, and this one is from Alternative Lens, that it is a brilliantly done action scene after scene. I mean, wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah. It's pretty relentless with action. I mean, it's not. And I didn't find it overly violent, you know, because it appears that way in the trailer, but it's really not. It's just a lot of fight scenes and.
But I think with all this snow in Juneau, it'll definitely whet your appetite for skiing and anything having to do with skiing. But here's a Blu-ray review. It says that the movie delivers big action in a rarely explored setting, successfully transforming the slice of warfare into a compellingly, wonderfully snowbound adventure. So are these guys on the mark?
I think that kind of wraps it up, pretty much wraps it up there.
Yep.
Plus Big Red.
What time does it start on Wednesday night,
Colette?
We
have a 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. show on Wednesday, and then a 3 p.m. show on Saturday. Are you guys going to do the desserts again like we did last year? No.
Oh, this is the first time we've heard about it.
I know. Well, we're going to have to get on that for the next movie.
Get Russell on it.
Russell, you're going to have to get on making some desserts.
Okay.
Come on, people.
Elfrieda, what do you hope with this film festival? Are you hoping to raise awareness? Do you have a social time with folks? What do you hope to have with this?
Well, all of the above. Plus, we hope to entice new members into our group by doing more things.
Okay. And you said Friends of Scandinavia is anyone who's interested in Scandinavian culture?
That's right.
Is welcome?
Right.
Okay. Well, we're just about out of time, everyone. Thanks for coming on the show today. I see that your film festival is going through April. So perhaps we should get you back on the show as the next.
Heck yeah.
There's movies in March and then movies in April. But these are 7 p.m. on Wednesday and 3 p.m. on Saturday, The Last King. No.
Sunday.
3 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you.
I did say Saturday because I don't know what day it is. Ever.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Russell Strautman, City Spaniards, and Elfrieda Nord. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.